What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Naz is laughing because I'm just like, I don't know, why are you laughing at me?
Because you just had to start it.
I had to start it because I'm anxious to know this.
Because I was like, I have something. And you're like, all right, well, I have something. And I'm like, okay, well, do you guys?
Well, you know why? Because I'm really anxious to be the one that brings this up for some reason.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, you were supposed to go on your date with the 60-something-year-old. Can you tell
He's
us 57. What happened? Oh, thank God. That's honestly better.
Oh, my God. Am I
still outrageous, but okay.
Experiencing ageism on here.
Yes.
It was a great date. I don't want to disclose too much, but
was it a date?
Like, did it wasn't it was a date? It wasn't a date. It was a hang.
Did you guys kiss?
We did kiss.
Oh yeah. My God. How was it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'll share more with you guys after the podcast.
You have to share a little bit.
He's not going to listen. He's so old.
He's definitely not listening. You kissed a 57-year-old. That man is 22 years older than you.
Is that like crazy? That doesn't feel crazy to me.
That feels crazy to me because the man is literally within a decade of your dad.
I think you just keep relating everything to like a dad, which is why it makes it gross.
You do. You keep relating it to the dad.
Yeah. You're like when Aiden put me in bed, you're like, that's like your dad. Like everything's like so dad for you.
I don't know because my dad is the elder man in my life.
But I don't think of my dad ever when I think of romantic container and dating. Like that is the last thought in my head is anything related or compared to my dad.
The but only also, thing I think of when know, I think I of an older like, guy is like, what he like, does his lips feel different?
No, actually.
Yeah, they have to.
You guys are crazy. That's like ageism. It's like, are they an alien? Are
they not ageism when you're dating somebody 22 years
are
older?
Are their lips shriveled up?
27 years older.
You guys are hilarious. No, it's like, it's 20. Totally like an Alexander Petrovsky situation, I feel like. How much older was Alexander than?
Probably 20. I think he was supposed to be about 25, yeah. Somewhere in there. 20-something, 20-plus.
Yeah, so this is pretty similar. But yeah, it was really fun. I don't know if there's anything there for me, like okay. In the future. Like it was like a fun hang.
You had a date last night, but you have one scheduled in your Google Calendar for tonight. But it's a surprise
because somebody turned Naz on by adding a calendar invite.
Yes,
date.
I feel like I've been really good at being transparent with men on mm-hmm. how calendar invites turn me on, and so I've been so happily surprised and lucky that I've been dating people that are receptive to that, even though they're not like that. And so, yeah, Aiden over the weekend sent me a calendar invite and it said surprise for Naz. So I'm very excited.
So what time?
I love surprises.
What are you going to wear?
So can we talk about the surprise, what we suspect it's going to be?
I mean, it's just going to be like a date. What do you mean? You guys think it's like a kiss. That's not
yeah,
like,
that's what no I mean. One, can we talk about that?
Who sends a calendar invite for a kiss? No one would do that.
It's not just going to be. It's just that like he's now anxious because it's like, oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. I haven't kissed this girl I've gone on 5 dates with.
I think he's missed you. It's been a while since he's seen you.
Do they?
Yeah. So he's like, oh, this is going to be like the special time. Like 100%. But also the time that this happened to me, it was the worst kiss of my life. So don't
oh,
get it.
No.
Because I had gone out on 4 dates. dates, but they were all spread out over time.
I didn't know that you dated someone this long and also hadn't kissed them. Why am I just learning?
I'm telling you, it was over like literally like a year and a half.
Whoa. So you went 4 dates with no kiss and then...
But I'm telling you, it was over like a year and a half. We were in college and then we were home. We went on a date. Like, we would go on a date. And
got
then,
it.
But it was just like, yeah. So.
But that's a really slow burn, a year and a half. Imagine if I don't kiss him till a year and a half from now.
No, and then we're sitting on the couch and... Like, I was so weirded out by this moment, was the opportunity was just gifted to us and he still didn't do anything. So then legitimately, oh, I leave the house and then he texted me and be able,
like, I should have done that.
Let's go. Let's watch a movie tomorrow night or something like that.
Oh, like he literally like texts you like in full regret. Like,
yeah, in full regret. I was like, oh, oh okay. God, so this is the kiss funny. Invitation. That was the kiss invitation. Just like you totally just got a kiss invitation.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I'm done.
Anyways, that's very exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. But I do feel like when you go, as I shared, I didn't think I'd like the slow burn. I didn't like it in the beginning. I didn't know how I felt about Aiden, but I think I have totally shifted and opened, which is why I think it's so important to remain open to people if you think mm-hmm. something's still there or something is there, rather.
Well, there's a lot of potential.
And yeah, I'm like pleasantly surprised. We FaceTimed with Ashley and Lauren when I was with that.
We violently approved.
He was so nice. To an degree. We loved violently. Him so much. So much pressure on Nas.
Yeah,
no,
that's why it's
no
annoying.
Pressure. There's no pressure.
Okay. Well, we think he's lovely.
That's what it is. He's so lovely, which is why.
Like,
I'm
lovely
excited.
Is the word. That's why he's Aiden.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, hopefully I'll have updates next week on whether, but yeah, what I was saying is when you go this long, it's kind of like, whoa, you mm-hmm. know, like, is
it could
this going to be good? And
an
the
explosion.
Kiss with Petrovsky, I will just call him Petrovsky.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
There's literally Aiden Pick and Petrovsky.
I mean, you really pick people that fit those.
And they fit the
roles.
Age. They're like in the age ranges.
They're the exact
too.
Archetype yes. of the person. Cause Petrovsky's pretty, hippie-ish and artistic in mm-hmm. my world. And mm-hmm. anyways, the kiss was very delightful. Very, like, not awkward, not weird, super smooth. But you would also think a man of that age, like, knows how to kiss by now, right?
True.
Like, I think that's probably what it is.
Now, it's been so long since I've had a first kiss. Where are his hands?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm, like, as aware and, like, pay attention to that. I will
so
pay
funny?
Attention tonight, though, because that is, like, something funny to...
Where do you put your hands?
Are you nervous?
I think... No, I put hands behind their head. Where do you
I
guys
like
put
that.
Your
yeah.
hands when you kiss
I feel like that's
Jared.
Always been one.
I love behind mm-hmm. the head. It's so, mm-hmm. so nice. I wanted to say, before I answer, are you nervous, is I think the hottest thing about dating men in their 50s in general is they so just know who they are. Mm-hmm. And like they don't care, and it's that like sort of, I don't know, there's like an allure around someone that just like really has lived life for me and like completely knows who they are.
Or you have a 50-year-old who literally has just been doing the same toxic things for over
Absolutely.
50 years and
Absolutely.
They have not
Yeah.
They're just, that's why they're single. Like, that's why they're single.
Yeah. It's not a blanket statement. It's not a blanket statement to all 50-year-olds for sure. For sure. Yeah, but the ones I'm interacting with
right.
feel like they completely know themselves. And that's really hot to me.
Has this guy been married?
Yeah. Twice.
Okay.
And then Big has been engaged twice. Mm-hmm. So a lot of like relationships.
And Aiden has just been in nothing. Long-term relationships.
Aiden has just been in long-term.
Okay.
Perfect. So Aiden, like,
not married in his 40s.
Yeah, in his early 40s.
All right, Nas, you came in with an I don't get it.
No, mine's Ashley... so stupid now. Okay. I'm glad you started, Ashley. It's so funny. Okay. I saw a meme of, you know, the cursive S that we all fucking did in middle mm-hmm. school. There was literally a meme of someone saying, I dropped my little brother off at school and I saw this on the ground in chalk. And it's nice to know that like these ancient like rituals from the millennials have been passed down.
This like I call it the Superman S.
Yeah, it looks like a Superman S, but not at all at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think it's I don't know what it looks like. But anyways, I was so curious as to what the origin of what this S was. It apparently, according to an article in Vice, it's appeared throughout all of North America. Because this was my, I don't get it. I'm like, where did this S come from?
Passed down from generation to generation.
Why did we all do it? Who taught it to me? Why was it on my binder?
Yeah.
It has appeared throughout all of North America, South America, Europe, Russia, Asia, and Australia. Some people think it's a 90s thing, but others report actually seeing it as early as the 60s. And there's also theories that it was a symbol of an 80s hair metal band. But anyway, some people said it's the Superman S, like you were saying, Ashley.
But it's like not. It just gives those vibes.
Yeah, it doesn't look like any of the emblems of the old Superman shield logos. But anyways, as some people are saying, it could be a gang sign that got passed out.
I definitely see the hair metal thing. I definitely see the hair metal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's the AC/DC light writing, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's an answer, but if anyone knows the origin of it, I would love for them to send me links to articles in my Instagram.
The origin of the S.
Perez, please. Because I've been reading a lot of different ones, but I don't know what's true. But it was cool. It was like you would do the top three lines.
The bottom. And then I do the bottom three
lines.
Yeah.
Then you would connect the first two lines yes. to the last two lines of the bottom one. And then do the points.
Yeah.
So I just got back from my trip to Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
I got to hang out.
Jenny Kane is life.
Where Jenny Kane was everywhere. All of our Jenny Kane and every trip we took outside the house.
We literally were like in the car. It's kind of funny we didn't record a podcast in person. We'll talk about that more this podcast. Yeah. I feel bad, but I also don't because we had so much fun. We were literally in the car being like, this is from Jenny Kane. What are you wearing from Jenny Kane, Lauren? Oh my God, we're going out. We literally went to Audrey's coffee shop in all Jenny Kane. It was really funny and very predictable. And if you don't know what Jenny Kane is, Lauren, tell them what it is.
It's fresh staples for your wardrobe, and it's minimalistic and it's effortless and refined, and you look luxurious in your cashmere sweaters. And it's also, they have accessories, but it's just kind of like basics that are very elevated and very soft and comfortable, and they go with every single outfit.
Mm-hmm. It's California chic, as I'd like to say. And I know that Lauren and Naz much preferred me in my fisherman sweater than they preferred me in my pumpkin sweater. Mm-hmm. Which is not Jenny Kane, by the way. They don't put pumpkins on their merch.
I said, if you like that pumpkin sweater, then you should wear it.
I know.
Want you'd be happy.
Yeah, so. I know. Guys, they also have more than just sweaters. The two of them were talking about their shoes that they did leave at home and wish they had on this trip. They also have timeless furniture pieces, cozy throws, perfectly curated decor, candles. You can literally have a piece of Jenny Kane in every room.
And why wouldn't you?
Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com, and our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code GETIT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. And the promo code is GETIT15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
And then my other I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I saw another article on how LinkedIn is like the new social media platform for Gen Z, and how
shit is
popping off on LinkedIn. Like, people are like, it is so happy here and positive. And people are like, thank God on your promotion. And a lot of people are speaking like through comments and stuff on LinkedIn. I haven't been on my LinkedIn in years. I was wondering if you
Me
guys
neither.
Have.
I've never had one. Password.
Of what I need one for.
Lauren doesn't have a LinkedIn. I don't know. I feel like everyone in the world has a LinkedIn profile. Like Facebook. Doesn't everyone just have a LinkedIn?
I was going to say, like, that sounds just like people are rediscovering Facebook. Just like how people are like, wouldn't it be cool if we had all the channels on one platform? It's like, yeah, it's called cable or satellite.
Yeah.
And now people are like, you know what would be cool? Something like Facebook.
Like, everyone, like, we're going back to that now?
I think that people are just like, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just over here thinking about how I don't want to work today, and I have
How you don't have a LinkedIn.
And I don't have a LinkedIn.
Wait,
I'm just
okay,
so depressed.
Let's talk about our trip. It was so funny because I changed my flight to literally leave earlier so that I could leave closer to Lauren's flight out of Boston, which is 2 hours away from Port Ashley's house.
It's an hour and a half.
So kindly drove me. But it was 2 hours in traffic.
Was it 2 hours with traffic?
Anyways, but then Lauren's flight got then delayed. My flight got delayed to basically when my almost original, when my original flight was.
And then mine never really went through. So it was only three.
I wonder when yours, if yours actually went through. Like, I wonder
right,
if.
Right.
Like,
I don't know.
You so, were just like, fuck it. I'm going to fly home tomorrow.
It was delayed two and a half hours. By the time I was like, okay, I'm just going to switch my flight. So I left the next day. And I definitely could have never even taken off. And the whole reason we both went to Boston was so we could leave together.
Yeah. So, no, Naz was going to leave from there anyway.
Well, the whole reason I went to Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have to work yesterday?
Yes. I worked right when I landed and I literally was just nauseous. You know, when you're so tired, you're nauseous.
Yeah. That's usually when you wake up before like
my body was like, seven. My eyes were like rolling back in my head because I was so tired, therefore creating nausea. But anyway,
therefore creating nausea,
but I got through it. Had a great night's sleep, punched Hunter so hard in the middle of my sleep because I was dreaming about him and he was being such a dick in my dream.
You punched him in your sleep purposely?
I was full swinging and I can't believe my body let me full swing because usually, you know, you're sleeping, you're like slowly punching, like you can't do it.
Lauren, what? And you knew that he was there. Like you knew that was him?
I knew he was there. He was
and that didn't wake you up? Like hitting someone doesn't startle you and like wake up your
body?
Oh,
okay. So I go, don't fucking say that about me. I'm punching him and he wakes me up. He goes, what the fuck? And I was like, I looked at him. I go, oh my God. And then I go back to sleep. It was amazing.
Lauren, if that's horrible. How could you say that was amazing?
If I could have had that recorded, I would laugh every moment of my life.
I'm shocked that you don't have surveillance camera on your bed. Like you psycho loving ghosts and shit.
I know, right? She's trying to see a demon by your feet for sure. So
did you guys see the ones in the Lizzie Borden house? There were cameras up.
Okay, so room. We did went to those? Lizzie Borden house, guys.
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, when like we were in touring, our footage?
Yeah, no, when we were touring the home, I looked up and there was like a camera.
They have to have security cameras everywhere to make sure there's no vandalism or
that
anything.
That weirds me out because like what if you're hooking up with... Because first of all, let's talk about the Lizzie Borden surprise.
Yeah, so let's
People just stay there. But Ashley, maybe you could start off with...
Okay, so Lauren had one time a couple years ago mentioned that Jared and I should have bought the Lizzie Borden house, which
can you explain who Lizzie Borden is for people? Because I didn't know who she was.
Okay, so Lizzie Borden was a girl who, as the nursery rhyme,
she actually was a full-blown woman.
Yeah she was 32 and she looked like she was 52. And
but people think of her as like a 16-year-old though when you actually think of it,
especially because her name is Lizzie.
Yeah, her name is Lizzie.
So, and apparently Lauren and I learned that her real name is Lizzie. Her name was not Elizabeth. Her full birthday was her full name.
Well, that would have been a giveaway to become a serial killer.
Yeah.
So in 1892, she allegedly killed her stepmom and her father.
Via axe.
Yeah. So, and then there's so... First of all, very interesting case because they could never prove it, so she got off. Secondly, lots of ghosts have been seen at the Lizzie Borden house, which is still standing today, and you can stay there overnight. And it's always been a dream of mine to stay there overnight. But Ashley hooked up a tour for us, and I didn't know about it until we literally pulled up to the house.
Anybody so can sick. Take a tour, by the way. And there's like a tour every hour of every weekday, okay?
Ashley was obsessed with our tour guide. Do we know
he
his
was
name?
So funny to me.
His name was Jay.
We kept it secret.
Oh, his
secret.
Name was Jay.
Yeah. We kept it secret because I wanted Lauren to be surprised. It's just way more fun. And I made it seem like it was a surprise for Lauren and Naz so that Lauren wouldn't assume that it was a ghost thing. Because if it was just for Lauren, it would be dead obvious that it was a ghost thing. So Naz played along so well.
Crazy. Honestly,
she was the best actress. She asked like questions. She seemed genuinely curious about what it possibly could have been. And,
you
like,
kept
what
asking
she should
me
wear.
Like, wait, what do you think we should wear? Like what? You knew where we were going.
So have you guys ever played the game Wolf?
No.
It's like when you're in a group of, I've played with a bunch of my friends here in LA, like you're in a group in a living room and like someone gets assigned to be the wolf, you know, and it's one of those games where people close their eyes and open their eyes and people are dead, you know, because the wolf looked at people and killed them. I am so fucking good at like making people think it's not me. Okay. When like it is, I don't know. I have like such a gift for those things.
Very good. You're meant to throw surprise parties.
Lauren didn't know. And I feel like you can't get anything past Lauren. And I was like, I have to play along because if I don't ask questions, Lauren's going to be like, it's for me. It's a haunted thing. You already knew it was a haunted thing.
You knew. I thought it was like definitely like something fall-like. Yeah.
Yeah. But she didn't think it was going to be like an actual.
It wasn't
like,
going to be summer-like.
Right. Like I thought it was going to be.
Everything you do in Rhode Island at this time is fall-like.
So
even if you go to fucking TJ Maxx, it's a fall trip to TJ Maxx.
It's really true.
Just because the leaves are fucking orange.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was so pleasantly surprised. If you guys, I like feel like I need to post your reaction as a reel. Everybody like loved seeing that.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good surprise reaction.
You could insert the audio from the Insta story here if you want.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's play the audio.
Lauren.
What?
We're at the Lizzie Borden house.
No fucking way.
Wait, did you know?
Yes.
No! She knew.
No way.
I'm such a good actress.
You are!
She's a great actress.
Oscar. Oh,
I told her like
God.
2 days ago.
No
like,
way.
I gotta get in there.
So yeah, I don't know. It was great, and they showed us some creepy pictures of like
they're undeniable
the
photographs of ghosts
definitely
in the
haunting.
House.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was most disturbing to me as someone who's never been on an experience like that in any type of real haunted house mm-hmm. is that it is a bed and breakfast, mm-hmm. and people pay to sleep there. And yeah. Lauren was like, I would pay to sleep here, and the sheets are so gross and like it
they're
is
not
actually,
from the 1800s
like,
I know but it like
pay
those are...
me to sleep there you couldn't pay me to sleep there and people pay to sleep there. There's creepy dolls everywhere.
Yep.
And literally where her father's body laid on the ground, there's like real blood
that you can
allegedly
see from the basement,
in the home,
through the planks in the floor.
Through the planks
in
the floor.
His blood seeped through, and there's still, if you use luminol, it's still there.
Which and, is what year did this happen? 1862?
1892, I think. And it's still
people
there.
People take photos on the carpet laid down where John's.
Yeah.
Yeah. John's body was found. Her father.
No, in John's room.
Her father's name is Andrew.
No, he was in the family room.
So
yeah.
Upstairs where Abby was. Yeah.
Is where people take pictures both places.
The names are all so like.
Anyone listening to this is totally rolled their eyes over because
okay.
Don't...
Yeah.
Anyways,
no. Guys.
What
whatever.
I want to say is here's an I don't get it. Throughout the history of our country. Mm-hmm. There have been, I'm sure,
many
parents murdered. Okay. Yeah. So why do we focus on her and the other brothers?
Because it was with an axe. That's like so
what's
sensationalized.
The name? Lauren, the brothers.
Oh, the Menendez brothers?
Yeah, the Menendez brothers. So why do we just talk about those two?
What happened in the Menendez brothers case?
There are these two brothers who killed their parents in
by
the
way
90s.
Of what?
Yeah, what was the...
I think it was a gun.
I think it was maybe the late 80s, but it was a gun. Mm-hmm. Now, in this situation...
They got off, right? Did they get
no,
off?
They
no,
didn't.
They didn't.
They're in jail forever.
Right.
But, they like, should... they used this whole, like, child abuse thing.
They look very similar, but they're
not
twins.
They said that fraternal? They were abused, like, sexually abused, and that's why they killed them. And I'm like, sometimes I believe them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
A lot of people who are sexually abused by their parents, like, that's...
Yeah, like you have
thought.
Every right to kill your parents if they're doing that to you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you have got to watch some Menendez Brothers story documentaries.
Is there one on Netflix?
It's hard to say that they should be in jail for life.
Jeez.
Totally.
There's like a little, there's like not a ton of proof. But like,
so yeah, why do we only focus on these? I think I don't know because
I think the axe is really because it. Can you? What's the nursery rhyme? Or I don't. Shouldn't call it our nursery.
Lizzie
rhyme,
Borden took an axe, next. Gave her mother 40 whacks. When she seen what she has done, she gave her father 41.
But we learned during the tour, Jay,
it was actually
the 11, tour guide, said it was like 10 or 11. Yeah,
10 or 11. It just
still
rhymed.
Insane.
I think it's the axe for me because they also showed us photos. Ugh.
They never just okay. I know that we don't need to talk about this any further, but like, when did Lizzie clean up the blood? There would have been blood everywhere.
She definitely didn't clean it up. It must have been everywhere. Right.
It would have been all over her
face. That's why we think the housekeeper.
No indoor plumbing, and it would have been all over her face.
Remember, she went down to the basement to try and like burn things, and the cop found her at the dress.
Yeah, but that was That was like a week or two later.
You're right, that was a week later. Yeah, it doesn't. Add up. But remember, the house. We think the housekeeper maybe helped.
People are in on it.
Anyways, yeah. You can look up Lizzie Borden. The point is that I do get the house being sold and Lauren wanting Ashley to buy it.
This is the most interesting part for most people out there.
But I don't get people sleeping in a bed and breakfast knowing where this has happened. Like that, I'm sorry. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Guys, we did the math. And so the house was up for sale for $2 million in 2020 or 2021. And we did the math. And if you do the tours the way that we think that they do the tours, you know, like the amount and the amount of people on each tour.
Every year,
they make $5 million just off tours, and that's not even people staying there.
And
so we made a huge mistake.
They really fumbled. Yeah.
So if you guys have haunted houses for sale out there, Lauren would like to.
The Conjuring House is also for sale. No one listens to me. I don't have the funds, but someone should listen to me in my investments.
Yeah, because we looked that up, and you can actually do like an overnight stay at the Conjuring House.
$1,200, yeah. Okay, guys.
Overnight
so
exploration. You have to bring your own sleeping bag.
Yeah, that's right. They don't have beds for you there.
What a fucking scam.
So good.
I feel like if you listen to the I Don't Get It podcast, we really are out here just doing the Lord's work for those of you that have trouble sleeping. Because if you listen to our podcast last week, one of our sponsors is Hatch. The Hatch Restore 2 is like literally my favorite thing to wake up to. But if you are someone that has trouble sleeping, we have something else for you. It's called Next Evo Naturals.
Oh, yeah.
Next Evo Naturals is CBD products that can literally help you de-stress and sleep better this fall. It is fast acting, absorbing. And if you are someone that is stressed out or feeling anxious, it's a great thing to add to your pantry because you will feel less stressed taking Next Evo.
Next Evo has sleep support complex and it combines CBD with melatonin so you can wake up feeling refreshed and keep on your sleep schedule on track so you're not like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I'm going to sleep a little bit longer. You wake up feeling very, very refreshed. So they also have Next Evo Stress CBD Complex, which combines premium CBD with ashwagandha to soothe away stress and stay calm as you get back to your routines.
And if you didn't quite catch that, that is two complexes, one with melatonin and one with ashwagandha, whichever one you feel is best for your lifestyle and sleep needs. All right. So here's the deal, guys. You can upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Evo Naturals. If you go to nextevo.com, that is next and then evo.com and use the promo code GET IT to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com, nextevo.com, promo code GET IT.
Okay, so also update, I didn't win the Powerball.
Oh, nobody did though, Naz. Nobody did.
I was just going to say.
Did you know that? So we have to get more tickets. But
I'm going to have to send you my numbers. It was funny because you dropped me off at the airport and I'm on the plane. It was the Rhode Island Powerball the day I left.
It was not the Rhode Island Powerball. It is the National
Powerball. Oh, it's the National Powerball.
You can do your own numbers.
Oh, I can just do it here.
You can get them in LA too.
I'm pretty lottery illiterate. I'm not a lottery girl.
Any sort of Rhode Island lottery is not getting $1.4 billion.
The point is that I'm getting on my plane and it was really funny. The guy behind me was like, you got to put my numbers down. He was like calling like a family member. And I was like, wow, everyone's in on this. Like, I should know because in Latin cultures like mine, like the lottery is such a thing your grandparents do. Like I think I've told you guys, my grandpa has played like the same numbers in the lottery here in America, like I think his entire life. He's like, one day it's got to be this combination.
I guess that's so true.
I should take it on.
I don't know.
When he passes, I should probably take it on.
That would be so sweet. That's a nice really remembrance. Or this dedication.
I hope my last grandpa doesn't pass soon.
How old is he?
He's up there. He's 86, I think.
That's not up there when you're our age.
Yeah, I guess I could date him, actually. Oh, well, he can't kiss anymore. His lips don't work, but he's not going to die.
And next time Naz goes on a date with an older guy, I'm going to be like, but Naz, your grandfather. Oh, yeah, he's your grandfather's age.
Anyway, well, you guys know I dress up as an old lady as a time of my life, so maybe I'm geriatrics is just my genre. Maybe that's my genre.
Listen, so the Powerball... yeah, so we thought that you would win because you were the person that only picked one set of numbers, mm-hmm. and you didn't get like the $20 pack that Lauren and I did. You just went up there, you gave him $2, and you picked your numbers.
It was really funny because I thought that you always get to pick your numbers. This is how, like, I've bought one lottery ticket my entire life. But we went to the store before the airport, Ashley stopped, and they were like, you need cash. And I was like, I don't have cash. I want to pick my own numbers. And thank God you can buy from the machine with cash and they'll pick the numbers for you. Or you can go up and pick your own set of numbers, which
I
always feel like
cash.
You don't know. I paid with my card. I always think you should pick your own set of numbers.
I mean, I agree, Naz. I do agree. But Lauren and I are scared of interacting with people. And I'd have to say, hello, hi, I'd like to play the Powerball.
I would have interacted with someone 100% if that was my only thing. But if I had a machine right there, I got it done in 2 seconds. I put my money and I was done.
But to me, I think, of course, they're going to not, like, I just think of, like, scams and stuff. And I'm like, of course, if you're buying from a machine, they're going to make sure it's not the numbers.
But I'm telling you, why would they do that? Because they don't want the
Powerball.
They have
to give it away somehow.
They do have to give it away somehow.
Because they want it to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they'll give it away.
Does it matter to them?
I don't know. You guys know more than me. I don't fucking know.
I wonder how much the Powerball people, like, I think it's a government thing.
It is a government thing.
Who is in charge of that? It is, right?
Thing. Yeah.
Which is weird. Why? It's like one guy, the government, like the founding fathers were like, we will be the most boring thing in the country, but you, the Powerball department, will be the one fun thing we do. Like what? Department.
We got to look up the origin of the Powerball.
We got to look up the origin of the millennial S or whatever the R.
Or, I don't even know how to type that up. The origin of the
origin of the lottery.
Okay, the first recorded signs of a lottery are something from the Chinese Han Dynasty between 200 and
how about the U.S. lottery? Let's keep it.
Yeah, you know. The first modern. Oh, look at this, Naz. You're right. The first modern government-run U.S. lottery was established in Puerto Rico in 1934.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense that it would come from my part of the world. It is a fucking staple: baseball and lotteries and cigars.
It was followed decades later by the New Hampshire lottery in 1964. Instant lottery tickets, also known as scratch tickets, were introduced in the 70s and become a major source of lottery revenue.
Wait, that's why to me in my US head a Puerto Rican lottery. Went to New Hampshire and he's like, hey, this is what we do in my country. So I was like, we gotta get in on this.
You guys, this is so weird. National lotteries in the U.S. are used to provide revenue to the government programs like schools and other education services. These revenues are often used in place of regular taxes.
That makes sense because you had to give like half of it away to the government once you win it. So they're like, yeah, please play the lottery and we'll get, if you win $2 billion, how much did they get?
That's so true. But I was just wondering.
Oh my gosh, that is a point.
In taxes. But also, does the pot in general get, does some of that get sent before it even,
I don't think so. I think it's just half of whatever the lottery is, which is still a really good amount of money.
That's so smart.
Honestly. I never thought about this. We should do more lotteries so we can pay less in taxes, but pay more for lottery tickets.
For chances to win.
Ashley for president.
We should do more lotteries.
We should just do lotteries.
I love it. At least we're all very excited about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every day we get a mini thrill.
It is a mini thrill. What I found funny is that Lauren literally said in the car that it's always, I remember Lauren saying after we got our tickets, she's like, it's going to be like a bunch in the two or three in the 50s.
And it was really high
numbers. And
that's
what it was like 57. It was like two in the 50s, one in the 60s.
Yeah. There was like no single digit or like teen numbers.
Just like Naz's dating pool.
It was 47 and up. Yeah.
I love it.
I was trying to create a full circle moment there. But, you know, we remember how we said we were supposed to end every podcast with a full circle moment. But that wasn't it.
I love it. That was such a good full circle moment.
So good.
You guys, when you were at the airport, did you come up with any... Remember we were going to have Dawson go... as his plane sound.
I don't think I did. I think it's just, mine's like a stupid annoying one I've said before, but there really is nothing healthy to eat at the airport. And it's more true. Like a boring, I don't get it, but it really pissed me off. It's like so annoying.
The only thing open was Dunkin' when I left.
Yeah.
I got like a honey bun. That was it.
Oh my God. Honey buns from the vending machine.
So good.
Bring me back.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My other I don't get it is boring is also like when I landed in LA, I was so tired that, of course, I wanted to pay extra for a car to pick me up curbside as opposed to taking the LA exit shuttle to that lot. Like, mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. And I hate JFK. I hate LAX. It's like a million hours to just get out of there. Mm-hmm. And it's so expensive. It's like $100 to $200 something. I'm like, that's a flight.
It's a flight.
For me to take a rideshare home? Like, fuck off. That's crazy.
It's insane.
I don't get it.
So they just don't, everyone listening, they don't allow taxis or Ubers in like the pickup circle anymore. So you have to go to an offsite location to get it.
Unless you get a fancy black Uber, then black Ubers can pick you up.
Right. But it could add a good 30 to 38 minutes to your travel home.
What does?
Like going to a lot, or walking or waiting for a cab or the
definitely,
whole thing.
Definitely.
Hey guys, so that reminded me of something, and this is also stupid, and maybe like I'm struggling here to think of I don't get it. It's because we just aired them out this weekend, and yeah, we were sorry, guys, that we didn't record a podcast in person because some people were like, "Oh my God, yay, podcast in person energy!" But we just like enjoyed,
We just tried to relax.
It
wasn't like a work.
Well, we enjoy obviously when we just ramble here, but like you know, we were just like, "Do we want to finick with like?" Mics and stuff.
Yeah,
so ridiculous. But
we just
reminded us. So that reminded me, and this is so dumb, guys. This is so dumb, but I'm gonna say it out loud because it might help people out there.
Okay,
I got nothing up in my brain right now.
My sister-in-law. We were talking about just grocery prices yesterday.
Wow, and we're really picking from the bottom of the barrel. No,
but then she goes, I was like, you go to the new Trader Joe's in Providence, and she's like, yeah, and she's like, it's so much cheaper than going to regular grocery stores now. You know why? Why do you think Trader Joe's is far cheaper, more affordable?
Because they trade.
No,
the Trader Joe's.
Wait, let me think about this. I feel like
it's such an obvious statement.
They sell all their own brands. So
exactly.
They get to pick the prices.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all in house.
Yeah, it's all their brand. You're not buying like Lay's or whatever.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
So it's so smart, and that's what
I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I know. Everybody loves Trader Joe's. When I was in LA, I'd always just go grocery shopping at Trader Joe's. Yeah. But here it's a half an hour away. So, but I'm going to start making the half an hour.
It's kind of worth
drive.
It, though. You should.
The snacks are great.
I wish they were healthier.
Oh, well, you're
the
snack
so
person, you know. I need snacks for Dawson, though. So, because he just loves snacks.
Snacks.
You want snacks?
Okay. Do we want to talk about the Golden Bachelor at all? Or
we can totally do that.
There's something else we have to talk about, too. But, Beckham. But let's talk about Golden Bachelor before.
Okay, so Golden Bachelor.
Greatest show ever.
Naz is like very sold. It's the greatest show ever. But like for me, I can't say that because I loved my experiences on The Bachelor. I'm too close to this to call
it. Yeah, you were on it. So as a producer, from my perspective, and we are recording this before the third episode of Golden Bachelor has aired. So if anything's happened since then, obviously I can't speak to that. I didn't work on this show, even though I was asked to, and I kind of wish I did, even for like a day. But I just think Gary is when you think of like the idealistic bachelor, someone who is warm and listens and is charismatic and is rootable and is great, Nancy, on television at that age, not to be ageist, but like, I just haven't seen someone sort of command the screen and lead a show. He's technically the lead in a movie, not just a movie. You're a lead in a series. Like, if you're boring, it can be boring. I mean, it doesn't, there is formulas where it's kind of like, you know, the OC or not the OC, Laguna Beach, where one would argue Lauren Conrad wasn't as entertaining as like her counterparts. So it is more about the people who are cast as the suitors in the house. But I mean, we get both in this season. You get a great, charismatic, rootable, amazing lead and amazing women in the house.
Right.
And what Natasha is just my MVP. I want her to be the Golden Bachelorette.
Stools. Got it. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What I think I really enjoy about it, that I just realized rewatching the episode yesterday that we watched together, is that I don't feel like the secondhand embarrassment cringe sometimes that I do when I watch the normal Bachelor. Like, sometimes I'm like watching through my fingers like, oh my God, this girl's being so dumb right now. Oh my God, they're so nervous to be around each other. I feel like they're just all very comfortable with each other. And so then it makes it for like easy watching.
And that, to bring it full circle, goes back to what I was saying about men in their 50s, where it's like, when you just really know yourself. I think it's like the difference between watching people who just really just know themselves and people who are coming of age still.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gary looks like a great kisser.
Who do we... His lips seem to be working.
They seem to be working.
Who do we think Gary ends up with? Obviously, I think it's Faith right now, but it's so early, so that makes me think it's like not Faith.
There's a
teaser. Yeah, there is a teaser that she leaves. Does she come back? Does she even come back?
Who's I can never remember anyone's names. Who's the one that was crying about the wedding dress? What's her name?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
I like them together.
I like them together too.
I think they look beautiful together, and she looks like she would get along with it. Like, she's not an overpowering presence. Like, she's not too dominant, but she is, like, you know.
I don't know enough about Nancy to like want to ship them.
Okay. I don't ship him with anyone yet, to be honest.
Okay.
There's no one that I'm just like, I want him with
her. Do we know if they get actually engaged at the end of this? Or
no,
I don't
think they get engaged.
They don't?
There's any pressure to get engaged.
I think for sure they do.
They haven't said anything like that.
I think 100%. There's no way.
We haven't seen any ring or like any like, they usually show a ring box and stuff. I really don't think so. Especially since the show was filmed so short. I don't think so.
That's true.
We'll see.
Yeah, just be like, okay, go have like a fun life together.
Because like, you don't want to like pressure two people like who maybe have lost spouses to like have to get engaged to somebody.
That's true. I think
that's maybe not the goal.
Yeah, the magic of the show is that most people on the show are, it's like second, third, fourth chance at love, which I think is so hopeful and aspiring.
Yeah, I was thinking this morning, like, I wonder if there's any women who just have never been married on the show.
There are.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, where's my girl?
Yeah.
I was like, where's my girl who's like, I'm
But we need those people to, we need them to go on a one-on-one or something. We need to hear these stories soon.
Exactly. Because I don't want them to feel left out. I don't want them to feel like lesser than, but I know that he'd probably connect with someone who has been married, but like, I don't want them to be like, oh, I've never been married. I don't want to be, I'm shunned, you know?
Based on the bios that were like maybe two that it seemed clear that they weren't.
I would love if there was a woman that hadn't been married and hadn't had kids, just to sort of see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see
on
it
on TV at that age.
Yeah,
interesting.
Sure, she's coming.
But moving from potential love to a very lasting, enduring love is David Beckham and Victoria Posh Spice.
Yes.
Victoria Beckham. Did you guys finish? Because we all started the documentary together.
No.
Okay.
I haven't finished it. No.
Okay, maybe we'll talk about it when you guys are done, but I just want to say I highly recommend watching it. I think this was obviously before my time. I knew about David and Victoria, obviously, but I didn't realize how much hate they received. And I was astounded. I think I'm still astounded in sports that, like, sports is one of the only arenas, pun intended, where you like do your profession, and then if you do poorly, someone has a microphone in your face. As a journalist,
so
I think it's so
true.
Gross. And they're like, why were you bad? Like, imagine if you did someone's extensions, or I conducted an interview and then I had to go do an interview about my bad interview. And I'd be like, I don't know. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I was making out with a 57-year-old. I'm so sorry. I'll come back next time better. Like, it was a team. My producer didn't show up for me. Like, this is, why are we okay with this in society now? Funny. Like, I don't think it's okay. I think it's okay to ask questions about the game, but not like, why was your performance?
Well, we always think that it's stupid. Like, post-game commentary can be so dumb. It's on the field stuff that's really dumb. Yeah. And, like, I guess back in the press room, too.
It's like,
next time we got to get better. You know, we got to work on our skill. And
like, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the most obvious stuff ever. I will say, I do, because I originally wanted to be a sideline reporter, and there are, you know, as all the three of us are sports fans. I'm not a football fan, but I'm a major sports fan. And when you are so invested in a game, especially a high stakes game, let's say it's like the finals, and they play poorly in the first quarter, let's say it's like NBA, and then they come back the second half and things have just changed. It's like, I do want to know, what did the coach say to you in the locker room? Like,
sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the psyche of that is very interesting to me. They're like our modern day gladiators, you know?
There's only certain situations where like, there's going to be something interesting. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it's just how are you feeling after that loss? Fucking bad.
I just don't like those questions where it's like, well, hey, LeBron, you played like shit today, so tell us why. It's like, come on.
I know. It's so stupid.
It's a lot.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anyways, Victoria and David's fashion is next level, and I really want to end up with someone that I can dress with like that.
I'm sure you will.
I want to match with my partner.
Yeah. They
in leather.
Beautiful. And hairdos and leather.
Did you get
He's also the hottest of all time.
What? Did you do the cheating part?
I did get to that part. Do you want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah.
He doesn't outwardly admit it, but it's definitely covered and spoken about and sort of, which was really interesting because I was like, well, if you're going to talk about it, say it. But I kind of like the way they handled it because it didn't make it a headline. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even remember it being a headline 10 years ago.
So, I think I was too young. I don't. Who weren't we too young?
We weren't like wrapped up in them. I don't know why.
We were in Backstreet and NSYNC. We did when Ben to like Beckham came out. And
confession, I've never seen that movie.
What?
You have to see
Lauren,
it.
What?
Never saw
I remember it. Mom and I went to the movies one Friday and our movie was sold out. So I was like, I mean, I guess we'll get tickets to
what year was
it,
that? Like
Beckham. And it was the first day it had come out in theaters. So we were like, that was like the only one not sold out. Mm-hmm. And so we saw it and we're like, that was such a good movie.
What year was it, Ashley?
2003.
I love that you know that. That was his prime hair year.
Wow.
When he had like his hair. Oh, it's so good.
A Friday night in 2003. Where was I? Why was I at the movies with mom and you on a Friday night?
It says that he was transferred to Spain to play for Real Madrid in 2003. And that's when rumors started flying.
Oh, yeah, it's all in the documentary.
Oh, okay.
He was away from his family because she didn't move to Spain yet because she wanted to find schools and stuff for the kids.
Not that it's cheating's ever okay. I'm just like wondering if it was like more in their youth.
It was like after they were like fully together.
Well, yeah, they were fully together.
All right. Well, watch Beckham on Netflix. Great 4-part documentary directed by Fisher Stevens, who plays Hugo Baker. He also did Tiger King, FYI.
Oh, very interesting.
But we love you guys.
Thank you guys for listening to us as always. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.